others, but I still think that they had the first of the week, they got the washing done.
What did they iron with, man?
We have the flat irons, the iron with the multiple top, it's set on top of the cook stove.
Heat them up, wet your fingers?
Well, I think that they did, yeah, until it seems hot. They use them even after we got the gas iron, you know, that gas iron, that was a thing that wasn't too good.
That's the one that had the tank up on
the
back?
Yeah, and had a little old gooseneck in there. Sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't. They use this iron now. There were some irons. We never had any, but with the handle already built in. We had, I think, more modern iron. We had one, you flip something, I don't remember just how, but you pressed on something, and there were three irons. In this case, you carried, you put them back, and then you carried this other outfit, and then you ironed it back, and when it got cold, and it went back and put together. And in the winter time, those three irons were pretty much to them. We took them to bedrooms.
Break or heat the iron?
Well, we always heated the irons first, and if there wasn't enough iron to go along, I'd have to break in place, but the iron was the most popular ones, and there were three of them. I think some of them probably knew some of the family didn't bother.
What bedding did you have?
We never had feather things. A lot of people did, but our bedding consisted of corn shucks.
Aren't they noisy, darn?
I don't know whether you call them a mattress or what they call them, but it was a corn shuck. You fluff them up and you'd sit down about that deep, and that was the... Well, I don't know how old I was before we had our first mattress. And I think one of the older boys, when they went working on their own, they finally got tired of the corn shucks and loved them
back. It's not the same, though.